God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. In the dark of a night, there was the first man who ever heard those words. And now, as the day was coming to an end, he was one of the men who held the lifeless body of the Son of God. God, who so loved the world. Later, as evening approached on the preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath, there came a man named Joseph, a rich man from the Judean town of Arimathea, also a prominent member of the council, who had not consented to their decision and action. He was a good, upright man who was waiting for the kingdom of God, and he was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. Going to Pilate, he asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to learn that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he had learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. Joseph took the body down and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, which he had bought. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs.